here's a story from The World.
Checking in on the pandemic now. Globally, new coronavirus cases are spiking, averaging more than 300,000 a day over the past week. In much of South America, though, the number of new reported cases is falling, and nations are easing lockdown restrictions. It's giving hope to Venezuelan migrants desperate to flee their country's broken economy. Despite the positive health developments, the coronavirus has made the journeys of Venezuelan migrants much more complicated. Manuel Rueda has a story from Pamplona, Colombia.
Daniel Arevalo is dragging his suitcase again. This time, he's leaving Pamplona, a Colombian mountain town, for Cali, a city on the other side of the country. He's hoping to find construction work there and is trying to hitch a ride. Arevalo is far from his home in Venezuela and doesn't plan to return anytime soon.
La situación en Venezuela cada día va más peor.
The situation is getting worse every day, he says. Arevalo joined the millions who've left Venezuela since 2015 to escape hyperinflation, food shortages, and low wages. The minimum wage in Venezuela is currently less than $2 a month. The exodus nearly stopped in April, though, because the places Venezuelans are heading to, Peru, Colombia, and Ecuador, have seen their own economies stall due to the pandemic. Now restrictions are lifting and convincing Venezuelans to leave again. Some officials expect about 200,000 Venezuelans to migrate in the coming months. The poorest Venezuelans walk for long stretches at a time, or take rides on the back of trucks. Arevalo, wearing his flip-flops, still has 500 miles to go before his destination.
Muy caro el pasaje, por la cuestión de que no tenemos papeles, no tenemos permiso y eso.
He says that bus tickets are too expensive, and because he's undocumented in Colombia, some bus drivers charge him more. The pandemic is also making some routes tougher. Colombia has closed its border crossings with Venezuela because of the virus. That's forcing migrants to take dirt trails, often controlled by drug traffickers. Officials have also closed shelters to limit large gatherings. So, with nowhere indoors to sleep, you'll see Venezuelan migrants, including kids, sleeping outside in border towns like Pamplona. Johan Guerra was trying to rest on a gym mat on a sidewalk with his wife and 6-year-old son. It's near freezing at night and is rarely quiet. Cargo trucks are roaring by. The family was waiting for a ride over a mountain. That's taken longer now. Fewer drivers are picking up hitchhikers because they're worried about the virus and contagion. If you have a child with you, it's not easy to walk all the way, Guerra says. Some people are helping, offering families clothing and food. Marta Duque once ran a shelter for women and children here in Pamplona, until the government shut it down. Now she's cooking free meals for dozens of migrants each day. When we meet, she's preparing a soup in her yard with rice, lentils, and vegetables donated by neighbors.
Me duele mucho ver la población de niños y mujeres tirados en el piso durmiendo a la intemperie con el frío.
Duque says it hurts to see families in the cold. She's also angry that officials closed her shelter but are not offering migrants a plan B.
No fue la solución, debió haberse tenido un plan B.
The Colombian government says it's trying to stop the virus from spreading and that it's already granted temporary residence to more than 500,000 Venezuelans. But there's little Colombia can do to stop people from coming. Veronica Gomez was walking along the highway. She talks about the obstacles she's faced since leaving Venezuela last month.
Hemos entrado pagando porque tampoco dejan entrar hacia acá.
She says she had to pay a local gang about $40 to enter Colombia through a dirt trail. She's heading for Lima, Peru, where she's migrated to before. But this time, she's not alone. Her partner and teenage son have joined her. They expect the journey end-to-end to take at least a month.
Trabajar y poder ayudar a mi familia que está en Venezuela. Esa es mi meta.
My goal is to work and help my family, Gomez says. I never thought that I'd have to come so far to do that. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Pamplona, Colombia.